Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Keeping It Young, where Dave and Bethley share practical lessons from God's Word about marriage, family, and ministry life. They desire to encourage, edify, and equip you as you navigate these important matters in your own life. Are any of you lumberjacks? Or maybe you know someone who is. Anyway, a man was chopping down a tree one day, and suddenly the tree called out, "Stop! I'm a talking tree!" The lumberjack continued to swing his axe as he said, "And you will dialogue." That's one of my favorites. Some of you might get that by next year. Just say, "Dialogue," really fast. Well, it's good to have you back with us. Let's join Dave and Bethley as they continue their journey through Proverbs chapter 10 as they discuss how to have a happy life and a happy family.
You know, this is just kind of something we came up with at the last minute almost as we were working through so many subjects, so many details. There's just so many parts to Proverbs. And what we ended up with was, you know what? Solomon is talking about how to succeed in life. When he kept talking about, if you do well, God will bless you. If you do well, you'll have God's favor. If you do well, you will have, your son will bring joy to your life and gladness to your life. And it just dawned on me, Solomon is talking about happiness here, about how to, what does our Constitution say? I always get tongue-tied there. See right there? Tongue-tied?
We have the right to pursue life, liberty, and happiness.
We have the right to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness.
Yeah, see, I misquoted it too. You're getting tongue-tied and I'm misquoting.
But the fact of the matter is life is a right and liberty is a right.
Yes.
But happiness is not a right. Happiness has to be pursued. And it's the pursuit of happiness that our forefathers called our right.
Yes.
That we do have the right to pursue happiness. And Solomon has written an entire 31 chapters about it. And it really is amazing, isn't it?
Well, and it's not just everything's happy, 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 and nothing bad will ever happen to you. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is all is well. All will be well in your family as you work on things. All will be well in your heart and life as you work on things. There may be outside circumstances that aren't quite so happy, but you can have peace and joy and blessings in the midst of them.
That's a good point, because happiness does not mean the delirious silliness that, you know, we're laughing our head off at a reel or, you know, an Instagram post or whatever. It does mean the idea of Deuteronomy chapter 6, where he says, if you will live by my law, raise your sons and sons' sons well. He says, it will be well with you.
Yes.
And even in the dark times, things can be well. Mm-hmm. And that's the sense in which we're using the word happy here, because it doesn't mean that life is always perfect. There's not this guarantee of the sense of, you know what, you know, everything's going to be prosperous. That's not what Solomon is saying here. But Solomon is saying, everything can be well in your life. And, you know, we've discovered that in times of darkness, times of loss, times of grief, times of challenge. And when you raise children and when you have adult children, there are challenging things that happen. But we can, in the midst of all the challenges of life, political situations, family situations, hurts, pains, problems, sicknesses, trials, things can be well.
Yes.
And that's what we're talking about here. Solomon is telling us how to have a happy life and a happy family.
So a couple weeks ago, we did an introduction to this new section that we're covering in Proverbs. So we had covered immorality and wisdom. And was there another thing that we covered?
We covered a whole lot there, because we talked, you know, for several weeks about immorality.
Yes.
And the dangers that he's laying out there, what the folly, he calls it. Mm-hmm. And of course, the main thing he deals with there is purity. And we can't shy away from that. We are living in a very immoral society. We are surrounded by pornography. We are surrounded by adultery. We are just bombarded all the time with sexual sin.
Yes.
And Solomon addresses it from chapter 2, chapter 4, chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7. And there is an underlying theme there. Immorality is the focus, but there's an underlying theme of wisdom versus folly. And it is true that all sin will destroy you. All sin is folly. So all of that is true. But boy, we've covered a ton there. There's been a ton of information.
Yes, we did. But then a couple weeks ago, we did the introduction to Proverbs chapter 10 and following, where there are just highlights. Can we say it that way?
Yes.
In each chapter. Each chapter deals with so much. So going verse by verse would probably get laborious. But there are some highlights in the chapters. And so we started with righteousness, how that righteousness in your family can help you to have a happy life and a happy family. And today we're going to talk about the word diligence.
Yes. And let me just remind our audience too, for many, it's not a reminder. I don't know if I've ever shared this on the podcast, but Matthew Henry speaks of Psalm 119, you know, 176 verses. And they do seem to have a basic theme, but he said, it's best not to think of Psalm 119 as this golden chain, but of all of this treasure chest of golden rings. And I think Solomon's writings here in Proverbs are that way as well. So when we get to Proverbs 10, it's almost like he just is throwing nuggets at you, just a truth here, a truth there, this truth, that truth. And sometimes, you know, it goes all over the place. One chapter can cover 25 different ideas.
True.
So it's a treasure chest of golden rings, and we are trying to pick out some of those golden rings to share with you. And so if you're going to have a happy life and a happy family, you do have to pursue righteousness. We dealt with that last time. And as we're going to talk about today, you do have to pursue diligence. And the word we use is emphasize. In your life and in your family, you have to emphasize righteousness and you have to emphasize diligence. And so let's jump into that, because right here in chapter 10, we are dealing with verses 4 and 5 to get us started. And I'll go ahead and read those.
Okay.
This time. Verse 4 says, "He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. He that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame." So he jumps right in here and he ties it to both life and the family.
And don't we live in a culture that is not diligent?
Absolutely.
So I would say that there are many people in this culture that don't even know what the word means. It may not even be part of their vocabulary. And even if you were to explain it to them, they would say, well, why is that important? I mean, you know, I can come to work and just barely move along and we get the job kind of done and it's okay. But the word of God here, Solomon in the word of God, is making it clear that diligence is very important. So we're going to define it, I think, first, so we know what exactly it means.
Yes. And even that idea about our culture, we had a young man working with me this week in Florida, and I went to Lowe's, our local Lowe's, to pick up some straw for some mulching around our house. And I ordered, I think it was 15 bales, and so you have to pay for it, and then you drive around to the truck that has it, and then there's a worker there that you prove to him you've paid for it, and then out of the truck, he brings over the 15 bales. And they're not very heavy, but it was amazing how long it took him to get us 15 bales, and where I was standing, I could watch him in the truck. Well, it was because he was carrying his phone. And so once he was standing in the truck staring at his phone while we're standing outside waiting to get our job done. And I was working with a young man and I said to him, I said, "See that guy right there? If he worked for me, I would fire him. And I would fire him because he's not diligently getting the job done. Others were waiting and he was the only one working back there." But that's not just something that happens in places like Lowe's. It can easily happen in each of our lives and certainly in our families. Because we are just a distracted society. We feel like we're busier than we've ever been.
Oh, yes.
And we feel like we have more to do than we can handle.
Yes.
But what we're doing is we're so busy doing things that accomplish absolutely nothing. And we're so busy running that we can really overlook the issue of diligence in those things that are very important.
Right.
And so that's what Solomon's talking about here. And he starts out by talking about if we are slack, we become poor. And I know that he's talking somewhat about finances there, but there's a lot other ways to have poverty. We can have poverty of soul.
Right. Well, and a poverty of wisdom, a poverty of learning, a poverty of education, a poverty of even knowing how to do hard work. There are so many in our society that putting hard work on them or assigning hard work to them, like the young man you were just talking about who was working at Lowe's, if he had a manager who had come out and said, "Hey, you need to put away your phone," he would have seen that as an imposition on his right to have his phone. So we really do not live in a diligent society. And I do know that those of us who try to instill diligence to our children, and we will talk about this later in this episode, but it is a lot of hard work to teach your children to be diligent about everything, whether it be schoolwork or the Word of God or hard work or whatever it is. It's just work to get your children to be diligent. But we have had the blessing of having managers or co-workers or leaders of our children come to us and say, your children get the job done. They see the job, they do the job, they are diligent about their work. And that just brings blessing to our heart, but also blessing to our children. And so that's why we want to emphasize it in our family.
Yes. And just so you know, honey, that guy that was at Lowe's, he was actually not a young man. He was more our age, but you called him a young man. And that just kind of made me happy.
Oh, dear.
So.
And see, now all of the young people out there are like, that's right. You older people are on your phones just as much as we are.
Yes, I am.
Sorry for the classifying.
I just like the idea that you called him a young man when he's probably close to my age, because I am Dave Young.
Well, yes, that's very true. And you are young. I just wasn't there. I didn't get to see them yet.
Here's verse 16. The labor of the righteous tendeth to life. The labor of the righteous tendeth to life, and the fruit of the wicked to sin. And that idea of that word labor there goes back to the idea of diligence. When we have life, if we're going to have life, we have to have diligence. And so Solomon's talking about that. So let's just jump into our notes here and get started. What does the word diligent mean? It's a unique word. You want to get us started there?
Well, it can mean sharp, pointed.
And that's probably where we get the idea of where we say, that young man right there, that's a sharp young man. And that's a sharp young lady. Comes right from this word diligent. It's a great word.
It's something that gets the job done. It's something that's smart. I would say a sharp young man we tend to think of as smart, but we also, sharp pointed is something, it's a tool that can get the job done. If you have a dull tool, it's not going to get the job done. The word also can mean trench, which we have been joking about before we started recording, because I was like, oh, it means a trench. It's deep? No, not necessarily. It means in the sense of digging a trench. That's a lot of hard work to get a trench dug.
And the point he's making there when he uses the word diligence, it's a massive amount of difficult work. It's time consuming. It's physically exhausting. I have never met anybody who loves the idea, oh my goodness, we've got to dig a 50-foot long trench 18 inches deep.
Yes.
And that's just, you know, it's brutal. Our kids have done that work.
Yes.
And our son one summer dug a ton of those for an electrician he was working for. And that is in the heat of the summer and bending over and shoveling out the, you know, digging it and breaking up the ground. That's the idea of the word diligent. It has the idea of sharp pointed, the idea of a trench, but it also has the idea of gold in the sense of mining. And that just takes us right back to the fact that mining is time consuming, physically exhausting, a massive amount of work. And it also requires much resources. In order to mine, you have to have a lot of resources.
Right.
So this word diligent, if you're going to have a happy life and a happy family, you've got to emphasize the word diligent. And so let's think of it like this. We've defined the word, but the idea of this is that gain, in other words, getting ahead and succeeding in life, requires forethought, the idea of diligence. Because he mentions it in relation to harvest. When he talks about diligent, he talks about you can sleep in the harvest and have nothing, or you can work really hard during the harvest so you can enjoy the fruits of your labor.
Right.
And it's really an interesting thought, because harvest is a very involved process.
Mm-hmm.
You have to prepare the soil. I grew up in a farming family, and I know you have to locate the field. So if you don't own one, you have to lease one. You have to negotiate how much you will pay, you know, the owner of the field so you can plant. And then once you, you know, have access to the field, you have to prepare the soil and prepare the seed. And then you have to buy the seed and transport it and plant the seed and care for the field. And then, of course, there's the waiting for the full growth. And during that time, there's even work there, because sometimes it's spiritual work. Lord, we need rain. And God, you have to provide the rain for us. So we're waiting for the full growth. And then there comes the time when, all right, it's ready to be harvested. And the work and effort that goes into that is part of this idea of diligence.
So we are diligent so that we have gain, whether that be financial, whether that be a product like you are working or a produce that you're working in the field yes. trying to raise that harvest. It could be diligence brings gain in learning, whether that be from education or just your personal reading. It could be diligence will bring gain spiritually as you work to become closer to the Lord. So there are many, many different types of gain. We're not just talking about financial gain here, right. But the gain of diligence takes forethought. We have that in our notes.
Yeah, and so it might be good for us to pause here. And you that are listening today, just think of it like this, maybe answer this question. Would you consider yourself a diligent in your finances, diligent in your habits, diligent in your spiritual walk with God, diligent in your, you know, just your spiritual growth or your just your normal growth? Are you advancing? Are you investing? So are you diligent? And then for us who are parents, are we diligent in training our children? Are we diligent in where we want them to go? Are we preparing for the harvest that for some of you young moms and dads, it'll be another 20 years before you see the harvest or 15 years.
Right.
For some of you, it's 3 or 4 more years and it's time to see, okay, how did I do? How are my adult children going to be?
Well, you've been listening to Keeping It Young as Dave and Bethley discussed how to have a happy life and a happy family as they journey through Proverbs chapter 10. And they'll continue this next time. This is your good friend, Michael Barnett. And if you'd like more information or would like to hear more of these edifying episodes of Keeping It Young, just visit keepingityoungpodcast.com. Today's program has been a production of Keeping It Young. So thanks for listening and remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com.